With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A U.S. government employee is prevented from leaving China.
The Chinese government restricts people from leaving the country if they are involved in investigations, including business disputes. China has been accused of using the tool to arbitrarily keep both Chinese and foreign nationals in the country. The U.S. previously warned citizens about traveling to China, but it eased its advisory in November after three Americans were released. Last week, reports emerged of a U.S.-based banker also being barred from leaving China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At a GOP reception at the White House Tuesday evening, President Trump announced a new trade deal with Japan.
But I just signed the largest trade deal in history, I think maybe the largest deal in history, with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal.
The president said there were more deals with Japan in the works. Meanwhile, the president said after the meeting with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House that the U.S. and the Philippines had also agreed on a trade deal. Mayor Eric Adams is pointing the finger at lawmakers when asked why two illegal immigrants involved in a shooting were not previously reported to ICE. Authorities say the two suspects who shot an off-duty Border Patrol agent during a botched robbery in Manhattan last week had a prior criminal history and prior deportation orders. Adams says he wants the law reexamined that New York, as a sanctuary city, is not allowed to coordinate with the feds unless there's a conviction and after time is served. Border czar Tom Homan blamed sanctuary city policies for the two suspects remaining on the streets prior to that shooting. This is SRN News. Some British babies have people worried.
Medical ethics leaders around the globe are expressing concern about the birth of eight infants who are the product of three parents. Scientists added DNA from a third person to the embryos in an effort to eliminate certain genetic diseases. There have always been ethical concerns about the destruction of and experimentation on unborn humans. But this new experiment revives the debate surrounding the possibility of so-called designer babies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Food and Drug Administration has named a longtime pharmaceutical executive to run the agency's drug program. Dr. George Tidmarsh, a cancer and pediatric specialist, will direct the agency's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. One of his jobs will be to review the safety of the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug has been challenged in court over its danger to women. The Supreme Court recently kept the pill legal on a technicality. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Israel resolve issues of visas for visiting Christians. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
A rare rift between Israel's evangelical Christian supporters and the Jewish state appears to have been stemmed with the involvement of American ambassador Mike Huckabee, himself an evangelical. At issue was the difficulties reported by Christians seeking long-term visas and documentation from Israel's consular offices. Often unspoken, but at the core of the issue was the ultra-Orthodox control of the Interior Ministry, arguably the single political group that categorically denies access to those they see as would-be proselytizers. But for the evangelicals who notably continue to send tourists when others won't, and who provide strong political support domestically and on the world stage, Ambassador Huckabee has apparently extinguished a festering flame. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.